This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. And Europe more broadly is grappling with how to deal with the crisis against a backdrop of economic malaise. Marketplace's Sabri Benachour has more on what the crisis could cost the region in the short term.
There's 6 million euros for a migrant camp in France. The UK spends £700,000 a day housing asylum seekers while they're being processed. The EU, by some estimates, is prepared to spend €1 billion on relocating migrants. And Germany is setting aside $6.6 billion. That sounds like a lot. It is a lot. But Dimitri Papadimitriou, president of the Migration Policy Institute's European office, says it doesn't stop there.
It will be in the billions and no probability into the tens of billions.
But that's small compared to Europe's total GDP, $18 trillion. Simone de Galbert is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
It's very difficult to envision a significant impact on the European GDP.
He says countries like Germany or Austria in particular can afford to absorb refugees, but not every country in Europe is so lucky. Abdur Chowdhury is professor of economics at Marquette University.
If we look at the countries in the periphery, like Hungary, for example, those countries will face serious problem if they have to allocate some scarce resources for the migrants.
The European Union is offering some support to those countries, but the biggest economic blows are landing outside of Europe. Lebanon, with a population of 4.5 million, hosts 1 million refugees, and its GDP growth is expected to fall 3% a year. Turkey hosts half of all Syrian migrants. Again, Dimitri Papadimitriou.
We're doing a terrible job as far as our response to the challenges that these countries are facing.
Preventing those countries from destabilizing is a whole other set of costs. Misery is expensive everywhere. Of course, those paying the highest price for it are the migrants themselves. I'm Sabri Benachour for Marketplace.